Blog Talk Radio.
Who do you think is the most arrogant person on the earth? Amen. Ever since he got kicked out of heaven, it's Satan. The spirit of arrogance is the spirit of the devil. Amen. Who do you think is meek and humble as a lamb? That's the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, meek and humble. He doesn't want them to take on that spirit of arrogance. The enemy is trying to bamboozle and trying to hoodwink God's people and people all over the world with this arrogant spirit because it's his spirit. Amen. But the devil is a liar. Oh, he's a liar. God is going to have his way. In the name of Jesus. And the enemy doesn't want God's people to be blessed. He doesn't want them to be prosperous. Amen. He doesn't want them to have nothing, to be nothing. He doesn't want them really to say nothing and to dwell better, to drive better, all better. He doesn't want that. It's that mean devil. It doesn't want God's people to prosper. But he's a liar. God's people are going to prosper. They're going to prosper everywhere. God's going to help us in the name of Jesus. And God gives us the key to wealth right here in Proverbs 3 and 6. It says, in all thy ways, not some of your ways, but in all of your ways, acknowledge. What does that mean? In all our ways, and let him be first in the life and acknowledge him. Make known that he is the one that you're looking to, that you are near living for. We acknowledge him. In all our ways, and guess what? He shall direct your paths when you do that. You know, he doesn't want you just to acknowledge him the big things. You get ready to buy a house and you finally acknowledge him. No. Even though he wants you to acknowledge him and things like that too, but he wants you to acknowledge him even in the little things. I got ready to get dressed for church on Sunday. Amen. And I looked in my closet and I got several things I wear. Many times I wear a suit, you know, and sometimes three-piece suit, things like that. But Sunday I acknowledged him. I asked him, I said, Lord, as I do each Sunday, I ask him, Lord, what do you want me to wear? And he had me to dress down on Sunday. On my birth, on the celebration they were having for my birthday, he said, dress down. And so I put on a nice pair of slacks and a nice long sleeve shirt. I had short sleeve shirts, but it was as if the Lord was saying, no flesh, God, no flesh. Don't be up there preaching my gospel and you're not covered, you know. So he had me put on a long sleeve, nice, and on some black painted slacks. And a purple shirt, amen. And I didn't put it in. I left it out with a casual look because that's what the Lord led me to do. He said, go casual, amen. Sometimes if we'll listen to him, he'll direct our paths and he'll lead us to how we can reach people of the world more, amen. Many times we as saints of God, when we don't acknowledge the Lord, we only have people believing that we're perfect and all that. And I believe in trying to live the best we can like Jesus. But he's the only one who's ever lived a perfect life since birth. We all have been messed up. Amen. But he cleaned us up. and he wants us to live like him as he cleans us up. But Jesus is the only one that you could not spot from his birth to his death. And thank God, 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. In us. And 1 John 1:10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. But 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us all from all unrighteousness. And this scripture, or these scriptures here, are talking to Christians everywhere. Amen. Thank God for it. But God wants us to be better, to be better, to look better, to walk better, to live better. Amen. Don't forget it. I was minding my own business, sitting in my kitchen at home. I had nothing on my mind, even remotely close to what the Lord said to me. I wasn't even thinking anything close to this. But all of a sudden, I hear this voice while I'm in my downtime, just kind of taking it easy, sitting in my kitchen, in our kitchen. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice saying, speaking to my mind, my heart, said, I want you to say every day of your life. And he said this for me. I can't give this to all of y'all unless y'all just want to try to take it or join with me on it. But he said this. He said, I want you to say every day in your life that you're the richest person on the earth. And I heard him say this. Now, I teach that message, how to recognize the real voice of God. First of all, you got to know that there are only two voices who can speak to you. So I evaluated that. And I found out that the enemy, Satan, the devil, would never say to me, I want you to say that you're the richest person on the earth. Because the devil hates my guts. And I hate his. So he wouldn't be saying that to me, because he would never want Dr. Bernard Johnson to be the richest person on the earth, because he knows that I'm a giver. Amen. And everything God gives to me, I'm not tithing 10% of it. Usually I will tithe 95% of it. Amen. I just blessed me on my birthday of yesterday. And all I can think about is people that I can be a blessing to. I know it wasn't the devil that said that to me. He would never want it to fall in my hands. But even prior to that, maybe 6 months ago, I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, and all this kind of gels together, if you put it together, the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, son, he said, I'm going to make you richer than Solomon. And that's what he said. Wealthier or as wealthy or wealthier. I think I heard him say wealthier than Solomon. That's what I heard him say. Amen. And he's able to make all things abound towards you. Amen. And the devil, I knew it wasn't the devil saying that, because he doesn't want God's people to be prosperous. He doesn't want God's people to be blessed. Let me go straight to it again here and dismiss you all. I hope you got it. It's found in Proverbs. How do you become prosperous? In all thy ways, not some of them, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He knows where all the wealth is. Get with Jesus, get with the Lord, and he'll direct your path if you just acknowledge him. He'll lead you to everything you need, everything you need. An amazing grace on yesterday. I had to do something brand new to them. We had gone, I preached a message some time ago. Remember, I preached a message on tithe. And God said I wasn't just preaching to myself and preaching to the people on First Fruits and preaching to the people at Amazing Grace. God said I was preaching to him on the message where I preached the message on tithe. I said, God, how can a man preach to you? He said, I'm preaching through you, son, and I'm giving you what to say. So I'm preaching to myself, and I'm saying I'm preaching to me today because I'm no longer going to take long to do anything. He said, I'm going to shorten the time so the very elect will not be fooled. Amen. And I'm in Matthew when I give you that. Yeah. So the very elect will not be fooled. 24th chapter. And so God said I was preaching to him. And guess what? He's been moving very quickly. And I've seen him moving very quickly. Especially, I saw him moving very quickly at Amazing Grace. We've been trying to renovate our church 10 years. But after God preached that message to himself, amen, through little brother Bernard Johnson, after God preached that message to himself, immediately he started moving whereas we have started renovating our church. And we put white marble in the foyer leading to the mother, Dr. Edmie Johnson Fellowship Hall. Beautiful white marble, trimmed in gold. It's beautiful. Yeah. And so now Sunday, he had me to start to the people that we're going to renovate our fellowship, not fellowship hall, but our amphitheater. And I took it to the people at Amazing Grace, and they voted unanimously to call the amphitheater the Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson Amphitheater at our church. Amen. In honor of her. God doesn't mind people being honored. And they voted unanimously to name it the Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson Amphitheater. Amen. And it's going to be beautiful. We'll put red wood all on the floor and around the walls, beautiful carved scribe that is new wood. It goes around 3 feet of the wall. It's beautiful. And the whole floor of red wood, and right in the center is white marble. Amen. And then on the floor, you might say the kind of like northeast is a room called, and I'm trying to build your faith here, is a room called the green room. A green room is where you bring all your guests. And you let them relax. You might serve food in there and things like that. But he gave us, and I asked Dr. Betty, and she is the one who sanctioned this so much, that we would call the green room Dr. Thelma Rush Green Room. Amen. And we got a chandelier in there, but the only other place we've seen it is at Marriott, named Marriott. Amen. They have it there, but we don't have it at Amazing Grace, too. Let me tell you, God wants his people to look wealthy, to be wealthy, to act wealthy, because he is wealthy, and we are his children. How do you become wealthy? In all thy ways. Huh? Glory and acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. If you acknowledge him on the little small things, you won't have a problem acknowledging him on the big things. But see, some folk want to just try to acknowledge him on the big things. But I'm trying to tell you, get him on the small things first. And if you get him on the small things first, you won't have a problem in getting him on the big things. Amen. It'll be a habit. Yeah, people have habits. You look at the world, they got habits, drug habits, liquor habits, smoking habits, all kind of habits. How come the saints can't have a habit of acknowledging him in all of our ways? He'll direct our path. If we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our path in doing better.